I didn't say it's fine. It's a drabbanon according to our Zeruah. Most of Shainim argue. But it could be for the test. You want to be Saibach on our Zeruah. It's a Shavuot. It's not a Mitzvah.
What's the last
Shavuot? There's no second Shavuot. Unless you're a guy, it's no second Shavuot. Our Zeruah says it's a Shavuot. It's a Shavuot. Okay. Wait, let's start. Right, exactly. Get a guy to write the test. Exactly. You tell the guy the answers, and he'll write it down for you on Shabbos in English. So it's a Shavuot, it's a Shavuot. Okay. Dr. Gemara Vayter. We're going to start from Vayter, the third line from the top, Ches Amid Beis. But right till the Kanas La Batara Nichnas. One who wants to enter Chutz La'aretz Batara can go in. Correct the Gemara of Amritah for Tameh. But the dirt is Tameh. So how can you go in Batara? But she's the table Migdo. You're enclosed in a wooden box that's not Makabal Tumah because it's a Kliyat Asul and Achas. It's a Kliyat that's not meant to move. And since it's not meant to move, it's not Makabal Tumah. The question is, can it be chaitas mea tuma? The Tanya. Hanichnas ayatame b'shid tevel migdo. Rabbi metame, because ayol zarek loishma ayol, meaning the fact that it's a moving tent, it is not stationary, it does not block tuma. Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Yehuda metire. Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Yehuda is metire because he holds ayol zarek ishmei ayol. By the way, this gets involved, and I'm not going there, but I will mention it, about planes over Kvarim for Kahanim. Because the plane is the plane chaitis me'atumah, but the plane is metal, and metal is mekabel tumah, so it can't be chaitis me'atumah, but it's only a drabana, it's a whole big tumul. This is the shayla of Kahanim flying to Eretz Yisrael when the plane goes over Kvarim. Most also Kahanim have a problem is that a lot of the planes carry mesim, and since they carry mesim, it becomes the shayla of tumah in the whole plane,
that's
which is a major shayla.
Natali went to David in Israel, he came away with a mace.
Right, so if you fly from Atlanta, the chances are you're better off. Because Atlanta, it's like New York, and these places have a lot of people that are flying to Eretz Yisrael. But Atlanta is not shchiach to have maces to fly to Eretz Yisrael. The Delta goes from Atlanta. Because a place that doesn't have enough Yidden, Baruch Hashem, I mean, this way it's Baruch Hashem, that there's not that many of Tzarim that are flying to Eretz Yisrael on a regular basis. But there's no flight to Eretz Yisrael from Hartford.
Is that
a movable table? It's worse than a movable table because it's Makabal Tumah. This Kliyat is not Makabal Tumah, but it's metal. This is a big shayla.
Even though this box has a base kibbutz.
But it's Kliyat Tzatzel Lachas. It's big enough, a 40 saw, that doesn't Makabal Tumah. Okay, anyway. So
if you have a metal box,
it always is Makabal Tumah. There's no halacha of Kliyat Tzatzel Lachas on metal, only on wood. Even Rebbe wasn't the time only in Chutz La'aretz where there's a gzera on the dirt and on being over the dirt. So even if Ayol Zarek is Lashem Ayol, but he's not touching the dirt, and therefore even if he's over the dirt, it's okay. I don't know how to pronounce that word. I say B'Pravavrei. Yerushalayim, it's like buying it in the province of Yerushalayim. The Mayokasub, Amrav Shesha Slaymer Chakaisan Aleph Ainai, this is the halacha we're talking about. You can write the deed, I feel it with Shabbos. Right to come up with Shabbos, I'm Kadaitach, Mechal Shabbos. Amrav Aimelevicham Vaisach, and Amrav Aimelevicham Vaisach, and most we shine and learn because it's a Shvus, B'makam Mitzvah of Yushav Eretz Yisrael. They were matur a goy to do a deraisa of writing for that as well. Again, I mentioned the Zeruah earlier, but that was only for a different reason. Correct. Because that's the reason it's mutter, because you're getting the goyim out of Eretz Yisrael. Well, it better be a guy, not a yid, because it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. Can't have a yid write.
I don't know how much.
Only in a drabbanon, not on a deraisa. And again, not all mitzvahs you're allowed to do a drabbanon for. Only Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, according to San Rishayim of Brit. There's a Shittas Bala Yitzhah that says it's mutter for all mitzvahs. We are Sinaimach on that. for Rabbim, meaning for a shul, we're Saimach on an Amir Lahakim, even on a Deraisa. But that's only for a shul, we're not Saimach for a Rabbim. For an individual, we would never be Saimach on that.
Why is a Rabbim?
Because a Rabbim is a Rabbim.
And if I have 50 people as my Seder, that's not considered a Rabbim.
Maybe it would be considered a Rabbim. I don't know. I don't know the exact. And he says, because the takana the rabbanon the b'fanei nechtam works for hashikur also, but nechasam loykana because it's two separate parts of the shtar. It's not one lump. It's atzmecha separate and nechasam separate. So the b'fanei nechtam works for atzmecha and doesn't work for nechasam. Ibaylu kol nechasam knuim loch, where he lumped them all together. He's never on himself, cutting the custom, because you don't split the word called nechasim. There's a special takana, and the nechasim liknim yidavakim shtaris halma. You're right. We can't believe the evidence on the nechasim. It doesn't work for himself either. Grant you, doesn't work for the custom like Yim Staris. Why doesn't it work for the guy himself? Meaning, have a get Isha. Whether one or the other, he's kind of, Rabbi says, we split the Pfane Nechtam in the word called Nechasai. Whereas Abaya refused to do that. One way he wanted to believe in everything, but then he realized you can't, so he said no.
How long was it? Wasn't Abaya like, I was bothered by this, it just so ends.
This is
what I
hold, and Rabbi says this. Oh,
yeah,
you're right.
This
should be like.
You have to talk to him. I don't
want
to tell you. No, he holds, he's consistent. We can split up the Kol Nechasai and believe him on the Eved part of the word Kol Nechasai and not on the rest. Where Abaya says you can't do that. The word is Kol Nechasai.
We're not talking children here. We're talking about Abaya when he got to his first Shita. The Rav says, oh, they can't be that way. Oh, you're right. You don't do that. It can't be. Abaya was working his whole
life. So Taisus says that Abaya didn't change his mind because of Rav's kash.
Oh, now we're
because talking. If he did, then he wouldn't say the second thing either. He would say he'd believe not. He says Abaya changed his mind because he figured that the Takana wouldn't include that much. Take a look at the bottom, Taisus, if that makes you feel better. Now, think of my Viker. Amalei Rav. I'll be doing it already. You're willing to believe the b'fanei necht of a part of the word and not of the other part of the word. It's not. Somebody who writes all nechasim to the servant goes free because he's included in kol nechasim. Because we say once he left over, he might have left over the eved as well. He says one fraction. Now that one fraction might be the Eved. Right? Even though Rabbi Yaisi praised Rabbi Shimon, Allah the Kurim Meir, that we don't say Bagin and Dibura. We don't say that the Eved goes free, even though the Kol Nechasav is being not being kept. In fact, if he only had one other thing, and he said besides that thing, we say the Eved doesn't go free because then Kol Nechasav is not kept. That's what we pass him. The Tayyik Shalem Dwarm Lefnei Reb Yaisi, Karal Vamikra Zes, Vasayim Yushak Meshu Dwarm Lechaychem. Lips should kiss from such a beautiful Svara. And yet we pass him like a mayor. So how could you pass him Bagina Debura? So the Gemara comes back with a question. The Yom Rav Nachman Hamdi that we don't say Bagina Debura. Vam Rav Yaisi Bam Yom Rav Nachman Shechim Merad Shekastam Kol Nechasav Le'avdoi. Shechim Merad that wrote all his property to his servant, the Amad, and he recovered. Because it's only rabbinic, because he must have freed the Eved biblically. You cannot free the Eved as a Shemara. And if he did it as a biblical thing, he can't change his mind because there's no conditions in freedom. At least, not this kind of a condition. Because he became free. Or people thought he was free. So therefore, he can't change his mind. You're right. We say Pagin and Deborah. The reason he paskins like a mayor has a minor time is from the law of Kruz Gitahim. Rashi says that a get has to be a total cut. It can't be besides. It can't be besides. And once he says besides, so then it's not a complete cut. And therefore, that's why it doesn't work by get. But really, we would say Pagin and Deborah. Therefore, by Shikrur, which also needs Kresis, Rameir says it's not good. And that's what we passing like Rameir. But in the case of Rava, there was no, he gave him everything. He didn't leave anything over. It was Krus Gita. Problem was, we didn't have a validation. It's a separate issue. So therefore, we can believe him on the Eved and not believe him on the Shtar.
So, like, let's say for a get, regular get, but then
there
was a Tanai on it.
So the Tanai can't be a permanent Tanai. It can be a temporary Tanai. That's not a problem of Krus Gita. It's only when there's a permanent thing, that's the problem of Krus Gita.
But at the time when the get is given over...
No, so that's how the Gemara explains it later in Gittin, that Krus Gita is only a problem if there's a permanent thing that bonds them. A permanent thing in the Shtar that says besides, but not something that's temporary. I understand your problem. The Gemara is going to deal with it, but that's what the Gemara says.
So what's preventing Krus Gita?
The fact that it said besides.
And by the Shimara, there is no...
He didn't say besides. He gave everything.
He gave everything.
So
that is...
Yeah.
Oh.
There we say
Pogin. What?
Because
we don't need Pogin of the Burah.
Because it can't be...
We need Pogin of the Burah, meaning because we're saying that it works for the Eved, not works for anything else. We are being Pogin of the Burah. Dr. Gamar Baitim, Yeshal of Ayrim, Yiskayim, Bechasamav. Irukama. Who's going to make you validate it? One guy tying its forge means nothing. El ir trey. So even if we validated it, meaningless. Trey or trey nenu. My cousin is the son of the honey. Why can you trust the validation? Two Adam are saying it's forge. Elos ir de baal. The husband is better than any one. He claims that it's forged. We have to validate it, but the validation will work. One who brings a get from a foreign place, country, from a chutzlaretz, can't say before a nechtem, before a nechtem. The way to validate it is with edim. That means it came from chutzlaretz. There's a takana drabanon. The get can't work without before a nechtem, before a nechtem. So he can validate it before he gives it to her. Or, because once it's given to her, it's not good. Again, it can be corrected, but she can't get married until it's validated. Echad gitei nashim ve'echad shechru yavadim. Gitei nashim and shechru yavadim share that thing, shavu l'maluch l'mevi, the b'fanei nechtem is necessary, and we won't give it to the yavad without b'fanei nechtem, and it works. This is one of the things that they share in common. What does it mean he can't say? Cheresh barasu yegituhu. He can't be a shliach. But not kol sharing love is a get chutz mecheresh right to the cotton. Reb Yosef Elchum Maskin goes to Nusla Shubkeach. He was a regular healthy man. But his begleb before the next to machin is cheresh. So at that point we say he validated. They share three common halachas. Shavu l'maluch l'mevi that before the nechtav works and is necessary. Chol get sheyashav eid kusi patzom. Chutz migitei nashim shkuri avadim. Biblically speaking, a kusi is a Jew. However, rabbinically, we don't trust him for a testimony. But for gittin, we do trust him. And for shikru, we do trust him. And we'll find out why in this week's Gemara. Maybe even tomorrow. The whole Ashtar is Israel and Barakah Shaiv the Kacham Abishish Chosmeim of Kacham Ksherim. You can rely on Gaius Accords for monetary transactions, and again, to be defined in this week's Gemara. Chutz Megitei Nashim Shachru Yavadim, they have no Shaiches, there's no Dinah Machusa that applies to any marital affairs because they're not involved in the halachas of marriage, and therefore, that way, you can't trust a Gaius Accord. And the Gemara will explain, it had Eidim Misira, and we still can't rely on the Gaiish Accord because of Mizuyah of Mitaychai, the Gaiim are the witnesses. Kedivir Rameir Barba, which Rameir holds freedom to an Eved, is something he does not desire on a most case basis. It could change his mind because it's not an automatic schus for the Eved. And Rabbanon say it is, and therefore, according to the Rabbanon, Shechur and Get differ on this issue, because most of them do want to go free. The Rabbanon also have an extra svara, we might have to use this tomorrow, and that is that you can sell the Eved. The poor Eved has no control. He might not want to go free, but he might be sold off to some who knows what. So he might be better off going free again, right? He doesn't want to become free. That it's beautiful, but he's not necessarily going to stay by this owner because the owner doesn't need his permission to sell him off. So therefore, it makes it more of a schus to be able to determine his own future and be free according to the Rabbanim.
So the question is, the Eved, he doesn't have that pnimius.
Ooh, fancy word, yes.
A regular Jew, everything would be as, in this situation, a regular Jew would say it's a schus for him, right?
Yes.
He can do mitzvahs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Eved himself doesn't have that pnimius of that type of thing.
Well, I'll leave it to this. An Eved has benefits that a free person doesn't have.
But that nothing could override to be able to...
He does mitzvahs. He does all the mitzvahs of woman's chayven.
But still he doesn't want to go.
He's happy. He's doing a lot of mitzvahs. He says, Shasadik your tzaynayin. I don't know if he can say Shoshana Kutzainai, but let's say he could say Shoshana Kutzainai.
But he can't do Mrs. Shulaz Mangroma.
He can.
But
it's like woman.
Yeah, so.
You tell your woman also she should strive to become a man? I mean, what do you want her to do? He's in heaven.
But he has the opportunity to become a man.
Some people like that, and some people are happy where they are. Listen, the guy has an opportunity to sit and learn 4 hours a day.
What happens when he becomes a Jew, a full-fledged Jew, his Shama changes?
You think he got in Shinaila Dami? At least. He's now considered a Mayuch. He had no Yichus to them. He was a chattel. But he has no option. He has to become Jewish. It's not like, remember, he had Geirus. He had a Geirus of a Nebuchadnezzar. It wasn't like automatically
what happens, when he becomes a
what do you mean, what happened?
No, it's not like new circumstances.
So, no certain, but there's a Shiloh and Roshina where they ask a Taivoga.
Really?
Some Roshina say ask a Taivoga.
Yeah.
I'm glad you picked sides in Roshina. I usually don't do that. I try not to do that.
So, doesn't stand up.
I like that. Yeah, unbelievable. Not to give my advice. Mishlam el Rabbanam, the Miyan el Mutah, the Rameh, the Rameh, Miyan el Mutimai, the Mutah, the Tanya, Edim Shen Yedim Lachsoim. Adim that don't know how to sign, Mikhaim Lamner Chiolok, they scratch in, indent, an empty piece of paper, of a Malim Asakron Diyai, and again, they do it in a unique way, because if not, it's not a recognizable signature. Amr Abshem Megam Yoba Medvar Mamburim Begite Nashim, Av Shakuri Avadim, Ushtar Kol Asharis, Ein Yadim Likrus Olachtim Chaisim Lav Ein Chaisim, because an Eved does not have the same Igun. Right, there's a difference between a shtar that was written for the Eved. At that point, it's an Igun, whereas the point where it wasn't written yet, we're not going to make halachas to help free the Eved. Kriya mandalka shmei, what do you mean, Kriya? So, Remechzachiton, Eidim Shein Yaidim Likris, Karen Lefnei Vachaisman, you read the get in front of them and they can sign. Shein Yaidim Lik Sachsoi, Mekarenlem, yes.
Do you think color would be a difference? A preference?
What?
We're all thinking black, right? Rebbe said that to me. One person would put it, let's say, 2/4. Another person would be 3/4. I mean, what color do you think?
No, because everybody can use color.
But everybody can also do 2/3 and 1/3.
And then again, there's a unique way of filling in the blank.
I don't get it. I mean, everybody can do 2/3. Everybody can do 1/3. Not his special way. Oh, this guy's name is Mayor, so he always does 2/3. What do you mean?
And the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, and the Yerushalmi answers that it's wider than the fill-in, and that's how it's recognizable. I'm just quoting Tysus, who quotes Yerushalmi. Nothing about the item of Sulak of Eka. There's other commonalities between Shikhur and Get. I'm a two Gets at least two Shashikhur Zel Avdi Omeisla Yitnu Lachamisa. Rashi says a Chiddish to Kipshat, that even though it's good for the Evan to go free, right, it's only that he can't change his mind. But he doesn't go free till the get is delivered. That's what Rashi said. Right? We spoke out the Pshat and Rashi of the Bnei Yeshua because the Eved doesn't want to be free and not know that he's free. It can take a half a year till it gets there. Meanwhile, he's living with a Shemchi Kananis. So therefore, it's only a schus that the owner shouldn't be able to change his mind, not a schus to immediately go free. That's how the Bnei Yeshua explains Rashi. Titus says Rashi himself changed his mind and learned that the guy never gave the get. He just said to write it. through Mother Laplani Mays Eaton Lachamisa because of Shimmera. That the Gemara keeps on Milsa the Lesser Mishtaris. Milsa the Issa Mishtaris like Tani, things that apply to other Shtaris, it doesn't list. And this applies to other Shtaris because if a Shimmera would say, write the Shtar, he doesn't want it to work as Shimmera. He wants it to work as a Bari. And that doesn't work with Lachamisa. Practicing with the Shalach Rav Meshmeid Rav Bo, have a Yidden Shalach Rav Lazar Legayla, Shum Rabbeinu, the name of Rav, Shem Marash Amakisu Gznu Mana Lebleini, Meis Ein Kaisu Veneisnan, Shem Alay Gomer Lakhnar Sela Bishtar, maybe he didn't want to do it only with the Shtar, the Ein Shtar, Lachamis, Practicing with Arvik and Lishma, Shikur and Get both need Lishma, so Mishlam Rav Hainu Meilichu, maybe that's included before the Nechtav, and the Rav Akasha, there's a halacha that it can't be mechuber, right? And that doesn't apply to any other shar. And for the Gemara, kikani psula drabonon. The rights of Oktanim. We're not interested in listing the rights. It's right, the Gemara Bakosh, I think, come the psula derites of Oktanim. Gaisha, a court writing a get, is a psula deraisa. The Gemara by Eda Masira, Kurblaza, that made a Masira Karsi. It's Eda Masira. And by Eda Masira, we say Adam Asira Karsi, and therefore biblically it's a good get. It had Jewish Adam Asira and a Jewish cipher. And since it had Jewish Adam Asira and a Jewish cipher, biblically it's a good get. It's only rabbinically that's a problem. So therefore, it's listed as a drabonon. I am the 20 Sefer of Shimon and my Feluk Sherim. The Yom Rab Zera Yard of Shimon and Shatasa Shor Blasim and Asira Karsi. So we see Gaisha signatures are not considered Mizuyah of Mitaychai. That means the Tanakama must hold like Rameyer, that ate a Chassim Karsi, and that's a biblical psul. Mechal the Tanakama Sebeloi. That the Gemara ain't given out a shame of the club. No. They're both going like a blazer. And biblically, this is a kosher again. It has Eda Mesira. The question is, it had blatantly Gaisha names. Is blatantly Gaisha names rabbinic or biblical? That's the question. So, I'm sorry. Is blatantly Gaisha names Mizuyah Mitrechai or not? Tanakhama says, Gaisha names are Gaisha names. We're afraid you'll use them as Eda Masira. And Rav Shimon says, everybody realizes he's a Gaim, and they will never use the Eda Masira, so there's no Mizuy of Mitaychai on blatantly Gaisha names. No, I think he just says that people, maybe. Rashi doesn't explain why. Maybe it's a light plug. Merchant Shem tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.